This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now it's time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline because we are just minutes away from the ABC News presidential debate simulcast on KCBS between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump. You'll be able to hear it right here starting at 6 on KCBS. But Phil, not only is this the first debate between the two, Harris and Trump have never met before. We in the Bay Area known Harris for years. What will she need to do to win over voters in other parts of the country?
Well, it's going to be the real challenge for her because it's going to be a tough row to hoe because on one hand, she has to embrace the Biden administration and what their accomplishments and their failures. She has to explain that. And the second time is, as being in American politics, you have to sort of push forward and say tomorrow is going to be a new day. And that's what she's saying. We're going to push forward in a new way. Well, what is that? She's going to have to sell that product. The interesting thing tonight is going to be is which Kamala Harris is going to show up at the debate. Is it going to be the one that ran for district attorney in San Francisco and debated as a moderate that would get things done? Is it going to be the candidate for attorney general that basically sat back and let her opponent hang himself? Or is it going to be Kamala Harris, the prosecutor that people are talking about that says go after Trump from the get-go?
What do you think? Which one of the Kamala Harris's do you think is going to show up?
My bets are out, and I'll tell you why. She has a tendency, you know, she surrounds herself with advisors. She's done a lot of rehearsals for this. Trump, he talks to his advisors, but he's not rehearsing. He's got his lines and his moves down pat, for better or for worse. She is more uncertain, and I've seen her when she is uncertain. What happens is she can get overdosed. She can get overloaded with suggestions, say this, don't say that, and it can make her very uptight. And she needs to be very relaxed and assured tonight. And so, you know, there's a chance that she could, if she goes prosecutorial, there's a chance that it could backfire on her. It also is not necessarily a good look because we are not hiring a prosecutor. We're hiring a chief executive. So there's a lot of challenges on her, and I'm not sure which one's going to show up. But it's going to be decisive because the polls show that this race is neck and neck like we've never seen before. Nobody, every time we see a surge on one side, the surge goes on the other as well. There's very few voters out there that are still open, and a lot of them are in states that are far from us. As far as we're concerned, the race is already over. She's going to be the candidate that carries California. But it's carried her this far. Whether it can carry her any further remains to be seen.
What I want to know is if it's going to be a policy debate or a mudslinging debate, because that didn't work for Biden.
No, it didn't. It didn't. You get down into that level. It's like people used to say, you know, if you've got one person screaming on a corner, you got a crazy person. If you got you go and join and start screaming back at them, you got two crazy people rather than, you know, and no one wins. Politics on the presidential level and a lot of levels is you talk policy, but you actually wind up voting personality. It's what you see and what you feel. And so this is not going to be a deep study in policy because, in all honesty, most of the policies that these people expound never get it taken in. They never get put into effect. Portions of them do, but not all of them. But the person, that's the person that takes the office, and we're going to see the personalities. That's what they got to sell.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil's going to be on live again 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.